not enough? To really amp this up, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after 29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Requires new account on unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line without auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. Final hour. You want in. Now is the best time. I mean, we've been just jam-packed on the phone lines, text lines, everything. I mean, the phone participation has been incredible during the entire run of the virus. And we appreciate all of you. So keep it coming. That's good work. You're a part of the show as we every day and as we move forward. So keep it coming. Keep your questions and comments coming as well. To answer Noles fans' other question, which he had asked me, I think, prior to the last break, he had asked about their defense and what their defense might look like. You know, again, new blood. Your defensive coordinator is Adam Fuller. In watching Fuller's defenses at Marshall and Memphis, Fuller is an aggressive guy. He favors a 4-2-5 scheme. You know, within that scheme, they have key positions like the Fox position, which is the boundary defensive end, if you will. And that's a position that generally is a stand-up spot. That's frequently a pass rush. That's where they hope to get their pass rush from. They also employ a bandit safety, which is also the boundary side, you know, and that's one of these safety quasi-linebacker types. And then field side, they use what they call a stud position, which is, again, sort of a safety linebacker combo. Fuller made the defenses at Marshall and Memphis better. He's going to be a very aggressive guy schematically. And I think he's going to be another upgrade. The question is, when you have so many new parts, you know, from a coaching perspective, so many new pieces, how do you blend them all, especially given the fact you have limited time? That you really didn't have spring football. To me, that's the challenge. You know, and in answer to Noles fan, again, you know, talking about 7 wins, whatever. See, I don't think you judge this season by wins at all at Florida State. I think you're looking for signs of life. You know what I mean? To me, it's like way premature to discuss Florida State as a challenger or as to Clemson or as a competitor. I don't think you're there. I think it's it's a rebuild of sorts. And did I ever expect to be saying that Florida State would be rebuilding? No. But I think it is a rebuild of sorts. I don't know how people could have looked at the last few years with Florida State and thought anything other than that. I mean, I've already done this. Florida State's been a train wreck. You know, what did they lost seven games by an average of like 22 points a game, right? I mean, they didn't just lose. They got blown out. Almost all their losses were blowouts. I mean, they weren't even competitive. You know, again, people got to stop thinking that way. I remember a few years ago when Florida State had a bad year and people said, oh, but, you know, they're not going to have two bad years. They're going to be back. And I would come here in the afternoon and I would say, no, they suck and they're going to keep sucking until they fix these basic elements of football. People need to stop talking about, oh, but they have all these 4- and 5-star recruits. Meaningless. Because they couldn't block or tackle. They couldn't compete at the line of scrimmage. And again, that's not an overnight fix. You know, you have new coaches there as well. You have new offensive line coaches. You have Atkins and Thompson, who came from Charlotte and TCU, are charged with fixing that offensive line. I don't envy them. They have their work cut out for them. As I said, though, you know, I think part of it is going to be made better via scheme. Part of it will be the personnel groupings, which should help the blocking to a degree. But if I was a Florida State fan or advising any Florida State fan, I wouldn't start thinking about, you know, I'm really excited for the season. We're going to win 8 games. I wouldn't even be thinking in those terms. I'm thinking in terms of not wins and losses, but signs of life, signs of a coaching staff that knows what they're doing, signs of a team that's not going to finish 128th in the nation in penalties, signs of a team that's not going to be the 125th worst pass-blocking team in America. I mean, those are the dregs. You know, look, when I say you suck, you suck. It's not like, you know, that Mike Norvell can come in and wave some magic wand and fix Florida State. Florida State didn't get this bad overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight. It's a remake. It's a rebuild. And again, I get how that sounds, especially to all the people who keep blowing this horn of singing this song about Florida State's immense talent. Okay, show me how many of those immensely talented guys have been drafted on the offensive front in recent years. Again, Florida State is right at the bottom of the country in most of the offensive line-related analytic numbers, right at the very bottom. And so you have to fix those things. And again, this staff, with a lot of new pieces, could have very limited time to do that before the season begins. I mean, quite honestly, again, what you're looking for is to see some of those numbers get better. You're looking to not be the 128th most penalized team in the country. You're looking to have a degree of discipline that you have not had in that program in some time now. You're looking to establish better control at the line of scrimmage. Some control at the line of scrimmage. Forget better. Some. You're looking to see whether the multitude of personnel groupings that Mike Norvell and staff are going to use help that offensive line. I think they will. I think they will. Whether that's a fullback and a tight end, two tight end looks, whatever it is. 12 personnel, whatever it is. H-back, split backs, pistol. Florida State's not been able to run the ball in recent years. I mean, 2 years ago, Cam Akers had a horrific year, had a little bit of a bounce back last year. But 2 years ago, he was in the woods with the Florida State fans. He became a scared runner. A runner afraid to hit it hard up into the hole because there were no holes. You know, you only pounded up in there so many times you realize there's nowhere to go. I think that Norville and staff are going to help in all those areas. You know what? If this was a regular year, if this was a year where Florida State at a full spring under a new staff, then I would understand why Florida State fans would be talking in terms of wins. But it's not a normal year. So I don't think you have that luxury. I don't think your season's about wins and losses at all. I think it's about tangible signs of improvement in areas that Florida State has been despicable in recent years. And I think you may get some of that. How much of it remains to be seen. Again, you're 128th in penalties. You're 125th in pass blocking efficiency. Again, go back and watch that NC State game. You know, I posted that video clip at some point in my Twitter feed, so you may be able to find it there. In fact, you probably can. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's just a strange coincidence. I'm pretty sure it was the Florida State NC State game. And I don't remember what the pass drop route combo was, but and I don't even remember who Florida State's quarterback was at that point. It might have been Blackman. But he drops back to pass, and all five Florida State offensive linemen up block, and all five Florida State offensive linemen miss their blocks. I don't mean, you know, generally when you miss a cut block, you make some contact. They didn't make contact. They went like 0 for 5. Like all five guys whiffed completely and were laying face down on the ground, and there was absolutely nobody to block for their quarterback. None. Five guys had come completely free. Carte blanche to the quarterback. I mean, it's just despicable. It wasn't as bad. It was friggin' pathetic. Those things can't be fixed overnight. So, look, I know you're on a on a dry run, Florida State fans, but you're going to need a little patience. Regarding Coach Dorn and NC State, which we haven't really got to yet, we appreciate Coach Dorn joining us today. Obviously, there's some newness there as well. Five new members of the coaching staff off a really difficult year. I watched NC State play all their games, and they were a team that suffered injury after injury after injury. Look, sometimes that happens. When you have, and I'm not making excuses for Dave Dorn, but when you have the number of injuries that they had last year, combined with inexperienced quarterback play, you're not going to be good. I mean, 2 years ago, what'd they win? Nine games? Eight games 2 years ago? Nine games with the bowl? I think they won nine. I think they were 9-4 in 2018. And then last year, 4-8, I think. So I think they went from 9-4 to 4-8. And of course, 2 years ago, they had experienced quarterback play in Ryan Finley, regardless of what you think of him as at the pro level. Collegially, he was a very effective quarterback, played well for them, gave them leadership, experience at that position, competency at that position. But this is a team that suffered just injury after injury after injury, and I think they're going to be better. You know, how much better? Again, the new staff concerns me, but some of these guys did coach together. You know, Coach Dorn mentioned the fact that Tim Beck, the new OC from Texas, had coached for, I think, 7 years with John Garrison, who's the offensive line coach at Nebraska. So, you know, those are the type of connections that Coach Dorn sought in bringing in new blood. And look, I think he knows there's some pressure on him to win this year. And that's not going to be easy. But look, there are some strengths to this football team. A lot of experience returning up front on the offensive line. That offensive line should be pretty good. A really good stable of returning running backs. I think they return what should be their top four rushers from a year ago. So that's a really good starting point, especially when your quarterback is still relatively inexperienced. The offensive line should be good. The running back group should be good. I even think the wide receivers and tight ends should be decent. So what it's going to come down to is the improvement in Devin Leary. And Bailey Hockman is the other guy in the mix. Hockman is a physical kid, thick, strong, athletic, can move around. Devin Leary doesn't have Hockman's overall athletic ability, but what he has, a very live arm. Leary has a very live arm. And I think he has real potential. Now, he's got to get better in some areas, and again, a lot of newness in that offensive coaching staff. We'll see how quickly he picks up the terminology and the scheme of what Tim Beck wants to do from an offensive structure standpoint. That'll be key to determining what type of season NC State has. But I do think that when you're talking about talent, Leary has talent. Leary has physical ability. Make no mistake about it. So I think that's going to be what's interesting to watch. Defensively, you know, they lose some on the back end, and that's going to hurt them. They return most of their key pieces up front. The guy they lose, the best player that they had up front in Laurel Murchison. So that's NC State's situation. It's a tough start to the year as well. That schedule, not particularly favorable to NC State early on. And obviously, it's going to be vital for all factions at NC State that they get off to a quicker start than they did a year ago. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. You want in, 654-7627.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook, and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Hey guys, summer is here. The gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Male. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road. LowCountryMale.com.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6/3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
If you're a pro who manages properties or replaces appliances regularly, it helps to have a go-to resource like Lowe's. We have the brands pros have trusted for years. Solid names like Maytag, Whirlpool, and GE. All easily ordered on LowesForPros.com and all quickly delivered to the job site with free delivery 7 days a week. Even better, you can get up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event. Whatever you need today or any day, Lowe's is pro ready. Offers valid through 6/3. Free local delivery applies to appliances $2.99 or more. U.S. only.
Hello, Roar listeners. This is Brian Taylor of the Brian Taylor Allstate Agency. When it comes to protecting what matters most, it makes sense to choose an insurance agent that's a part of your community. I know the ins and outs of both owning and protecting a home in your neighborhood. By choosing a local Allstate agent, you get an expert who knows the community and is committed to getting to know you, which means I can help you get the protection you want that fits you and your life. Are you in good hands? So contact me today, Brian Taylor, here in the upstate of South Carolina, for a free quote. So call me at 864-224-1617. That's 864-224-1617. Thank you.
Covering our bases on three great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Tip to the Red Range. We are back. You want in? 654-7627. 654-7627. Now is actually the best time to join the program. So if you want to get in and you haven't been able to get in, now would be an excellent time to do so. Before we get going here, and I want to talk a little bit about great duos. Ramona wants the horror movie review. We'll see what we can do about that. Also, today we have a potential commitment news at 6:45 to 6:50, and I'll get to that in just a little bit. But Barrett Carter, the linebacker out of North Gwinnett, is set to announce on Fox News South Atlanta at 6:45 to 6:50, I believe, and he is down to, according to 247, and they're saying 6:45, he is down to Auburn, Clemson, Georgia, and Ohio State as his final schools, and according to, this is Dogs 247, by the way, so this is their perspective. I don't know, you know, I'm not disputing the validity of these quotes. I just wonder, you know, sometimes if they're completely in context or if there were additional things said. But regardless, this is the Cliff Note version. Auburn, on Auburn, he said, is really just how family, these are the reasons why he's interested in those four schools. Auburn, really just how family-oriented they are. The coaching staff is there. I can talk to each or any coach on the staff. They are all going to bring up about it, I guess. I don't know. Is truly about family or always something about family? They want you to be the best man and football player. So, in other words, if you go to Auburn, you're a candidate for sainthood. Clemson. It says, Clemson, you can feel that family feel there. Everyone always tells you there is something in those hills at Clemson. I can see that. I can't really explain it. The coaching stability is there. You don't see coaches leaving there. True. It's pretty much been the same staff for a while. True. So this kid's taking an analytical approach to it. He's considering all factors. Georgia, he said, that's the hometown school. There's always going to be love shown for Georgia. Georgia is known as Linebacker U. Are they? They know how to develop a person, a man, a player. and you're going to get a great education there too. Yeah. They developed DeAndre Baker.
Sorry,
Georgia fans. Sorry. I mean, he did play for you though. Just the facts. And Ohio State says Ohio State has that legacy with the linebackers they've developed and sent to the league. Columbus, Ohio is also a great place if you want to start your own business. How about that? He knows more than I do because I didn't know that Columbus, Ohio was a great place if you want to start your own business. You're going to be successful at Ohio State regardless if it's football or not. So, look, this is pretty interesting reasons. And the kid obviously has spent a lot of time pondering his choices. I don't know. I did not see what the 247, what do they call it? The crystal ball. Is that what they call it? The 247 crystal ball on Carter said. I didn't see that. I'm looking for it now. I don't see it, so I guess it doesn't favor Georgia, would be my guess. I don't know from a prediction standpoint. I guess we'll know like 15 minutes from now. So stay tuned. We'll keep you updated. When someone sees it, alert me to it if we haven't seen it already. So stay on top of that. I want to talk a little bit about great duos. This was, from a basketball standpoint, this is something I wanted to get to yesterday. Time didn't allow for it. I brought it up right at the end of the show, but we never actually mentioned any of them. This started from who put this up? I don't see it in my notes. I think I said it yesterday. I don't know. There was a tweet, though. It was take your pick, the 95-96 Bulls or the 2017-18 Warriors. Again, I don't know if these teams, what the methodology for those choosing those two particular teams were. But Dennis Rodman was asked to comment on that matchup. And obviously he thought the Bulls would have won that matchup against the Kevin Durant, Steph Curry-led Warriors of 2017-18. And Rodman gave you some reasons why. But as part of that discussion, at the end of it, Rodman talked about how great a duo he thought Jordan and Pippen were and said, you know, that they were one of the greatest duos and that the Warriors wouldn't have any answers for Jordan. And then he mentioned another great duo, and he mentioned Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. And that was it. That was the extent of it. And it got me thinking about great duos in basketball history because it doesn't matter who you are. There's nobody who's good enough to win as an individual in the NBA. And you know what? Never has been. It's not something new. It doesn't matter how great you are. If you're not part of at least a great duo and sometimes it's a trio. In fact, I think more often it's a trio. But if you're not at least part of a great duo, you can forget it. The two greatest individual players in the history of the game, individual players, Wilt Chamberlain and Michael Jordan, for much of their careers, they couldn't win. And a large part of that was, well, in Chamberlain's case, he had to deal with Russell. But a large part of it is the duo issue. You know, Jordan needed his Pippen. Jordan has 6 rings. You know how many rings he has without Pippen? 0. None. Never won a single stinking thing without Pippen. And again, despite Jordan's individual brilliance, you know, even when people make a big deal of him scoring 63 points in an NBA playoff game against the Celtics, what they always ignore is that he lost the game. You know, it's great that he ran amok and scored all those points, but he lost the game, and he got crushed in the series. As Bird led the Celtics to a blowout win over Jordan and the Bulls. And so, look, have there been individual players who have significantly raised the level of their teams? Yeah, two of the most notable examples from a record standpoint are Larry Bird and Tim Duncan. In fact, for years, Bird had the record. Bird, with no other additions, McCallum Parrish came later. Bird went to a Celtics team out of Indiana State that had won 20-some games. I forget what the number was. 29 games. They sucked. They were right there with the Nets at the bottom of the division. 25 games, whatever it was. Bird orchestrated what for years stood as the single greatest turnaround in NBA history. Because in year one with Larry Bird, they won 61 games. 61, 60, 61, 62, whatever that number was. They went from a 28, 29 win team to a 60 win team in his first year without any other pieces. No McHale, no Parrish, nobody. Bird was playing at that point with guys like Dave Collins. Collins was at the end of his career. But in terms of winning titles, you need at least two great players. And like I said, really, you know, in recent years, and I think to a degree, all through history, it's more like trios. But it always takes at least two. So it got me thinking about who are the greatest duos in NBA history. You can throw some out if you want. You want to get down to that 654-7627. You know, I thought it was interesting that Rodman brought up Isaiah Thomas and Dumars. I think that was said with respect. It sounded like it was said with respect. It felt that way. And just listening to his tone, I didn't think there was anything sarcastic in the way that he said it or any of that stuff. I thought he was being legitimate. I'll get back to this in 1 minute. Before I do, I need to take care of some business because I'm falling behind. Let me tell you about my friends at First Home Equity Loans. You know, look, in uncertain times, you want a name you can trust. When it comes to buying or refinancing a home, that name's First Home Equity Loans. In business for 23 years, First Home Equity Loans is veteran-owned, locally operated, so you can be sure you're getting the personal attention you deserve. Todd and his team provide a free mortgage analysis to ensure each loan is tailored to meet their clients' needs. And this is exactly what they do. They tailor every loan with your specific needs and interests at heart. That's who they are. It's what they do. Every loan is catered to you. They've been voted the best mortgage company in the upstate. First Home Equity Loans offers competitive rates, first-class service, whether you're purchasing your dream home, refinancing your existing home, or interested in debt consolidation, cash out for any reason, investment properties, or you just want to lower the payment or the term of your mortgage. Look, with a focus on communication throughout the process, you'll be confident you're getting the best loan for your needs. Contact them today at 864-4384, 864-4384-550, 864-438-4550 in English, 864-438-4550. Trust me, Todd and his team bend over backwards. They're the people's mortgage company. They're there to serve their community and have been. Todd has a staff of 18 They give you incredible individualized attention. They're going to provide you the best mortgage and loan opportunities in the business. You know, if you're dealing with a bank, here's the problem with a bank. You have very limited options. You also have to deal with banker's hours, 9 to 5. That's not the way Todd works. Todd Glassman, if getting your loan situated means they're there with you at 9 o'clock, they're there with you at 9 o'clock. That's who they are. Low overhead, many more programs and loans than banks can offer. First-time home buyers, self-employed, investment properties, refinances, debt consolidation, they do it all. Call Todd, tell him I sent you, 864-438-4550, 864-458-4550, First Home Equity Loans. You'll thank me later. All right, let me get Len in here quickly. Len, I appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, hey, obviously I'm biased towards Larry Bird and the Celtics, and I think you're talking about duos. Maybe McHale and Bird, but you really got to look at a trio there with McHale, Bird, and Parrish. But you realize that Bird's first seven seasons in the NBA, he had 3 MVPs and won 3 titles against some of the best competition the NBA's ever seen. Then he got hurt. So, that's just my take on that. I think from 84 to 86, and maybe even for a greater period of time, no one's ever played better basketball than Larry Bird. I mean, you can talk about Jordan and I'll listen to that. Jordan was amazing. You talk about Russell, you talk about Wilt, but the thing that set Bird apart, if you look at the highlights of him you have to go back. The dude could be running on a fast break. A guy could throw a bullet pass to him. He'd flip it. It barely touches his hand. He'd flip it and go behind his head to another player. You're like, how in the heck did he do that? Yeah. I mean, I've never seen a player in NBA history make the type of passes that Larry Bird made. Not Maravich, not Magic. I mean, Magic had the no look, but Bird made passes that you just – you don't know how he did it, and it looks, you almost take it for granted, and I can't even explain it. You almost have to go back and watch it, and then rewatch it, and then rewatch it again. But to me, Larry Bird in his prime, and those Celtics teams, and maybe the duos, maybe the triplets, they could compete with anybody, anywhere, any decade. If you put them in the 90s, that team in the 90s, they probably win 5 or 6 championships.
Because
I think the 90s,
Go ahead. There's no question you're right, Lennon. I think you're 100% right in that in that string of years when Bird was winning MVPs, he was the greatest player the game has ever seen. And I believe that just as you do. You know, the one thing I will say, though, in relation to this duo conversation, is do you know who Larry Bird said's the best player he ever played with?
Dennis Johnson.
It is Dennis Johnson.
Dennis
Bird says the best player he ever played with is Dennis Johnson, not McHale, not Parrish.
Very underrated guard. Nobody ever talks about Dennis Johnson, but the dude was tough, and the dude would lock down on you, and yeah, I think Magic and Kareem was a little bit older, but I think being in the early 80s, you could say Magic and Kareem are up there. There's a lot of good duos. It's hard to
they're on the list.
Hard to really say who's better. I think Jordan and Pippen, it's hard to argue against them that they're the greatest. But, there's just so many. Did Oscar play with Wilt? Oscar Robinson play with Wilt?
No, he played with Lou Alcindor. He played with Kareem when Kareem was Lou Alcindor in Milwaukee 1971, I think, and they won the NBA title in that year. And Alcindor averaged like 32 a game, and Robertson averaged like 20 a game and stuffed the stat sheet.
Yeah, that's a tough duo to beat. I think you can make an argument there then. I mean, to me, some underrated players, and I'll leave it at this, I think Hakeem Olajuwon is a very, very underrated center.
Agreed.
I think Walton, of course. But then you have, I'm trying to think, there was another person I was trying to think. I lost my train of thought. But I mean, oh, Duncan. People don't mention Duncan. He was so great, but he never wanted the attention. And he didn't promote himself. He didn't care. But he might be the best, as far as fundamentals, you can't get better than him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Shaq dubbed him the big fundamental. You know, so, you know, and that's why, Len, that's why he doesn't get the historical respect he deserves from some, because nothing he ever did was about style. It was all about substance.
Yeah, I mean, you give me him and Hakeem, and those are some guys that, I mean, obviously they were great, but yep. When you think about greats of all time, centers, power, whatever they were, power forwards, you don't mention those two, and those two guys were pretty darn good.
Yep, no question. Len, I got to run. Appreciate the call as always. Thank you very much. I'll tell you when we get back. Quick break. Walter Tula Road Rage.
Hey, Tiger fans, have you heard that Lakeside Lodge Clemson is officially open? Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both Lake Hartwell and Death Valley. Whether you're looking for an upscale short-term stay or you're in the market for a none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place for you. To find out more, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner. Using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you can get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/discount for an additional discount. lightstream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/discount for more information.
Know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes in one place? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sports shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, go walk, go run. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Plus, so many shoes with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort. Only at Skechers.com.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Thank you.
Waltip to the Road Rage. We are back. We're awaiting the announcement of Barrett Carter, the North Gwinnett linebacker, according to some services, number two linebacker in the country. Explosive, athletic, instinctive, plays physically. A lot of good linebacker words associated with Barrett Carter. A guy who can get after the quarterback, can be used multiple ways. North Gwinnett lined him up all over the place. He was used as an outside pass rusher at times. A lot of versatility in what he offers. And there's a physical element to his play that a guy like Brent Venables, I'm sure, would absolutely love. So we're waiting word on that. Scheduled on to announce at Fox Sports Atlanta, I think, momentarily. So we should get word on that before the end of the show. I believe that announcement was scheduled for 6:50. You know, whether it comes off on time, we'll see. Adam, coming right to you. Look, let me tell you about Parham, Smith, and Archinold. As Clemson grads and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham, Smith, and Archinold attorneys at law. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation. Those consultations can be done virtually now as well. So there are no concerns in that regard. So you don't need to put your issue off. You don't need that. Press on. Call my friends at Parham, Smith, and Archinold. And again, you can have a virtual consultation. Again, there's no cost to you unless there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archinold. That's 242-9008. Trust me, great people, brilliant people. You will thank me later. Parham, Smith, and Archinold, do yourself a favor. Call them today. All right. Again, we're waiting word on Barrett Carter, whose announcement is scheduled any second. Ed, how are you, welcome. Ed?
Welcome.
How are you, Ed? Thank you, Ed.
Good. I'll make this quick since you've got an announcement coming. I've been thinking with everything going on and, you know, spring football being ixnayed and college football will be played. We don't know what it's going to look like, but would you not say the programs that are set now, like Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, pick and choose your other ones, have a much, much bigger advantage over everybody trying to get there now?
Yeah. In fact, I've said that before, Ed. I think the programs that have continuity are better able to handle this climate than those that don't. So if you have continuity of success, continuity of coaching staff, continuity of key players, I think that is enormously beneficial to any program that falls in that category. So absolutely. In other words, it's the cliche, the rich get richer. I think in this year, yeah, more than even a normal year, I think it plays exactly to the advantage of somebody like Dabo Swinney. In fact, I think more than any other school.
I think it really stretches it out, because if you take Clemson's upperclassmen and Dabo, they can point and say, look, we've been to three titles in 4 years. We've won two. You know, et cetera, so forth. But if you take a school, no offense, Florida State, that you ask their underclassmen to kind of big brother their youngsters, what can they tell them? Yeah, well, don't block anybody at the line of scrimmage, first of all. We want to give up another 80 sacks this year. You know, and that's kind of ugly to say, but you see what I'm saying on that.
Well, yeah, and again, a school like Clemson, for example, already has established offensive identities, you know, established defensive identity. So, and some of that's going to change on a year-by-year basis based on personnel. But again, Clemson already fundamentally knows who they are and what they want to be offensively and has the pieces. So there's great continuity there. Now there's some loss of continuity in the offensive line, but in the main area of continuity from a coaching staff standpoint, it's everywhere. It's the same guys. Jeff Scott has moved on, but it's the same guys. And again, I think that just really plays to the advantage of a program like Clemson. In fact, I think it favors Clemson more than it favors anybody else. And I think in part because, you know, Dabo Swinney's a man with a plan. He always has a plan. So you can be certain that he has a plan for how to handle this entire situation and has mastered it to the degree that anybody can. But I agree with that completely. I think it's going to be very difficult for programs that are rebuilding, for programs that have a lot of newness in their coaching staff, for programs that are trying to institute brand new offenses like you're going to have at Florida State, like you're going to have at Mississippi State with Mike Leach. I think the most difficult one may be Mike Leach and Mississippi State, because I think you're talking about a total culture change shock to the system, and now you have no spring football to do any of it. I think that's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, I think you're looking at Clemson, the SEC champ, Ohio State, and whoever else is going to be the sacrificial lamb in that onslaught, because I just don't see anybody capable of adjusting in this situation enough to get there. You can argue Penn State, but can they really overcome Ohio State? I don't believe Michigan can. Out west, I don't know what's going on in their situation. I talked to my aunt in California yesterday. They're in a completely different environment out there. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. So I guess we'll see. Tell that kid to sign with Clemson.
Well, apparently that's what the crystal ball says. The crystal ball, 247 crystal ball said all Clemson. So apparently that's where we stand. I've not seen anything official on it as yet. I'm on his Twitter feed. I'm also checking the Fox 5 Atlanta Twitter feed. But I don't see anything in either place as yet. Thank you, Ed. You want to get in 654-7627. Still looking for that. Again, apparently the 247 crystal ball had him, had Barrett Carter all Clemson. So that was the expectation. That worked the last time out. So maybe that'll work again. The crystal ball was right last time out. But before we go off the air here, I'm hoping to get some sort of official word. I have not seen it as yet. And I'm busily looking, Ramona, but still searching. Texas said, how about Havlicek and Russell? How about Kuzi and Russell? Yeah, both on my list. And the other guy that you'd have to consider there is Sam Jones, who was a big part of those early years. But I think the combo with the Russell Celtics was Russell and Kuzi. I think That's the duo. That's the dynamic duo. It's Russell and Kuzi. And that's one of the pairings that I wanted to talk about. And we'll try and get to that. Let me tell you about Easy Lawn and Garden. For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekend to know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower, within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. Easy Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers as well as the expert installation and service you need. So trust the pros at Easy Lawn and Garden to get you set up with the right Husqvarna Auto Mower just for your yard. Again, I believe they come in 6 different sizes based on the size of your yard. Works on the principle of the grazing animal. Cuts the most minute amount so your grass is never shocked. It grows thick, green, luxurious. Your neighbors will be out there killing themselves all summer in the heat. You will be inside sipping sweet tea, and you're going to have a perfectly manicured lawn. After all, Easy Lawn and Garden has been your trusted local source for 40 years. Let Easy Lawn and Garden and Husqvarna Auto Mowers do the work while you relax. Easy Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer, for installation, sales, service, for all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street in Easley, online at easleylawn.com. That's Easley Lawn and Garden. Let's see. Do we have anything on this yet, Ramona? Check TigerNet for me before we get out of here. Again, I'm on Barrett's Twitter feed. See if you have anything on TigerNet, Ramona, as to whether this, as to we have an update. Let me see what Anna Hickey has. Quickly. Where are you, Anna Hickey? There you are. He has committed to Clemson 45 seconds ago. So there you have it. Elite outside linebacker Barrett Carter commits to Clemson over Georgia, Auburn, and Ohio State. Another recruiting win for Clemson. Once again, the rich get richer. Clemson just keeps killing it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5. Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Program, and we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. With LeBron James's comments yesterday on Uninterrupted, talking about how he thought about playing football in the 2000s.